We are joined in the media center here at Vandermeer Speedway by our funny car winner, Tommy Johnson Jr. in the Dodge Mile High Nationals presented by Pennzoil. Tommy Johnson's crew chief, John Collins, guiding them to victory. It's Tommy's first win here on Thunder Mountain, starting off a couple of decades of toil, beginning in the Super Gas 1984, Top Alcohol Funny Car 87, Top Fuel 1991, and Funny Car 2017, all runner-up finishes. Demons exercised here today, Tommy, with a victory over Jeff Deal first round, Jack Beckman second round, John Force, and then Bob Tasca ultimately in the final round. Cruz, walk us through your race day.
You know, it's just we struggled on Friday, like a lot of people, and then they felt pretty confident Saturday it would be okay, and come out, made a nice get it down the track run on Q3. But last night, I think we expected it to be cooler today, and it didn't really end up being cooler, but made a great run last night. My quickest and fastest ever up on the mountain, and the guys, it gave the guys confidence. You know, John and Rip and the guys, it gave them a ton of confidence. So I knew going into the day we had a good race car, and just it was just if we could control it on the track with the sun in and out, and they did a great job. They've learned so much this year, and we are so much of a better team than we have in the past, and it's good to see them grow. You know, we've grown as a team, and to see it get it done, it's just a it wasn't an easy day. We had some close ones. You know, Beckman was right there, Tasca was right there in the final, but he finally got a couple breaks here and there, and to finally get it done here, I mean, only took 35 years.
Exactly. Earlier in the weekend, at the Dodge press conference, referenced the Denver Broncos and how they had to wait many, many years to ultimately break through. And you identified with that a little bit. You had to wait many years, and you finally have broken through. What was it about this track? Why was this race so important to you?
Well, the Vandermeers are such a great family. You know, I started coming here when I was a kid. You know, my dad raced up here, and it was I'm a Division V guy, you know, an NHRA. So I ran the divisional race here a lot and just got to know the Vandermeers really well, and just a great family. And actually, Sporty came to me this morning. He says, today you're going to get it done. He says, you're finally going to get that win here. You know, you've been so close, and our family's pulling for you. And it was kind of cool that it happened, you know. So it's just it has a lot to do with the family in this race. It has a lot of prestige, and it's a one-off race, you know. That's what's cool about it. It's so much different than all the rest of them that we run, that you want to win the unique ones, and this is definitely the most unique of our whole tour.
Today's honorary starter was a young boy, Porter Johnson, Make-A-Wish child, and got to share a moment with you out on the stage, and it was a very special moment at that, to be able to deliver a victory for a family that comes out here. And you know, obviously it's a difficult situation for them. They're having a positive moment in a difficult situation, and able to make that as wonderful as this could possibly be for them. What is that like?
I think it speaks volumes of our whole program and what Doug Chandler is doing. You know, Make-A-Wish is such a great foundation, and he funds this team and gives it away to raise awareness for that, and to see it actually happen. You know, when you have kids out, we have them out every Saturday, and then to see Porter come out today, and also to see the sponsors get involved in it. You know, that was a Mopar and Dodge decision to have a Make-A-Wish kid as the honorary starter, and it was cool to see everybody get behind this. It's obvious what a great foundation it is and the great things they do for kids. So to be a part of it is very humbling. Not sometimes, it's all the time very humbling. You know, you could have got runner up and you'd been all bummed out again, but you see kids like that and it puts everything in perspective. So to be able to do that, I mean, he was a natural. You know, we went out there, I was a little nervous. He was 4 years old, and I was just a little nervous for him. He wasn't nervous at all. I was more nervous than he was. So it was cool. I really enjoyed it today to see him do that and go out there and have a great time. He was wired. He was ready for it. I was proud of him.
Let's open up to questions from members of the media, if there are any. If you have a question for our funny car winner, Tommy Johnson Jr., just let me know. All right, I'm going to ask you, of those four final rounds, and it's pretty amazing. It shows your longevity in the sport. I know you don't like to look at that, but the idea that you made your first final round here in 1984, you lost to Chad Langdon, Sean Langdon's dad. But here it is. It's 2019 now, and you're still active. You're still participating. You're still winning. You're at the top of your game. It's pretty amazing. But I want to know, do you remember how you lost?
Yeah, I do, very vividly. It was like, you know, the Denver can be, you get the afternoon rain shower, and we got down to the finals, and a rain shower came in, and the temperature dropped about 25 degrees. And back in those days, super gas wasn't probably as high-tech as it is now. And we went, oh, what do we do now? It's 25 degrees cooler, and you try to slow the thing down so you don't break out. I broke out a 10th, and Chad broke out 800s. We both went way under the index and was down there. Both of us were down the top end. So, you know, I could have very easily maybe dumped him and won the race. But, it sticks out in your mind. You're like, man, I wish we could have slowed it down some more. So, yeah, it's been a long time. Sean showed me a picture this weekend of his dad holding him in the winner's circle here. So I said, man, he was only 2 years old at the time. And we were talking one day, and I said, I've been doing this so long, I was running up to your dad, you know. So, it's neat, you know, to finally get it done here and to have that little piece of history, you know, racing with Sean today out here, still doing it.
So much more meaningful now that you have a victory here. Now, you talked a little bit about the car was drivable, but you had to drive it. Please explain.
Yeah, it's tough up here in the mountain. You don't have the downforce. The air's just not as thick. You don't get the downforce. They're more susceptible to dropping cylinders because of the no air. And so you have to really drive the car up here. And the guys work with me. I kept giving them feedback on issues I was having driving. And he just kept getting better and better all weekend. And I told him after second round, I said, I had to do some driving. But the good thing is I can drive it now. And, that's a good team effort. You know, a lot of times crew chief doesn't want to hear any feedback from a driver. It's just get in there and drive it, you know. But my guys are really – we're really tight. We share a lot of information, and they give me what I need. And I needed to be able to drive it, be able to keep it in the groove. And I was able to do that. They worked with me and got it to where we could do that. So it's just tough up here. The cars are hard to drive. They want to move around a lot more. And I was able to do it because they helped me. They worked with me on it.
The Dodge Mile High Nationals is race one of the NHRA Western Swing, a milestone in sweeping the swing. Everybody wants to do it. There are only a few that have done it. It's a big milestone in the season. You think about the champion, think about the Indy, and then if someone sweeps the swing, it's a big deal. You have an opportunity. Nobody else in Funny Car does.
Yeah, first time I ever got an opportunity. So, yeah, it's you know, this is the best season we've ever had. We usually come in here and start to get hot, and we've been hot all season, and I've stressed that if we can continue this might be our year, because you have to start strong and finish strong and stay strong all season to win a championship. And we were able to put a back half together, but we couldn't always put the front half together. And this year we've got a pretty good front half, and seems like we're off to a pretty good back half.
Tommy Johnson Jr., congratulations on your win here at the Dodge Mile High Nationals.
Thanks. I'm ready.